Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of Sophie Street, written by Grace Thompson, read by Derin Edwards. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1. Rhiannon and Charlie Bevan looked across at 7 Sophie Street and held each other close.
"Not another row?" Charlie muttered.
"Perhaps they're just arguing about who makes the early morning tea," Rhiannon said hopefully. "Come on, Charlie. It's time to wake Gwen."
She made her way to the bathroom and washed quickly before calling her stepson and reminding him that if he stayed in bed any longer, he'd miss breakfast. That usually worked. Charlie and his son Gwyn worked at Windsor's garage and had to leave the house before 8 o'clock. Rhiannon worked in Temptations, the sweet shop on the corner, and didn't need to leave the house before 9:05.
"I think I'll pop over and see, ma'am," she said as she began preparing breakfast 10 minutes later. "I dread to think of those two separating again," she sighed. "Why can't they behave?"
"The thought of having your father back as our lodger is daunting," said Charlie, adding, "I think we'd threaten to emigrate if he came to that."
Charlie and Gwyn were leaving to cycle to the garage when they saw Lewis storming out of number 7.
"All right," Charlie called.
"No, it isn't," Lewis snapped. I told her to buy batteries for the torch and she forgot again. She won't carry one, and I think she should on these dark mornings and evenings. I can't give her and Sean Weston a lift if I'm out of town, can I? And she should always have a decent torch in her pocket. Do you think she'll listen? No."
Darting back into the house, Charlie came out and handed a small torch to his father-in-law.
"Give her this. We've got a couple more. And please, father-in-law, don't frighten us by shouting at each other like that. Rhiannon always expects the worst, that you and her mam will separate again." "And I'll end up living with you," Lewis grinned. "I think that's one reason why Dora took me back, mind, so I wouldn't be a nuisance to you and Rhiannon."
He was chuckling as he went back inside to give Dora the torch. Dora Lewis ran the Rose Tree Cafe near the lake with her friend Sean Weston. They had both been keen on cooking, and when the opportunity came to develop their skills and begin a small business, they had taken it. Both had been separated from their husbands at the time. Lewis had gone to live with his long-time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?